إن الحمد لله تعالى
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank him and we bear witness that there is no deity but him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Praise and glory be to Allah, the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us the level of exposure that we exactly need for our mission on earth. Allah has created us for a specific mission and a specific representation, and He has provided us a level of exposure that will fit with the mission and representation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to establish on earth. For this representation to be possible, we need a free will. And to have a free will, we need two of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are al-Halim and al-Sabur, the most patient and the most tolerant on the ones who disobey him. If we have a higher level of exposure, then we will not be permitted, neither we will be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about the angels who are very exposed to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they claim that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to him, he is way above and beyond having daughters. Indeed, they are honorable slaves of his, that they cannot disobey his orders, and they cannot disobey his commands or say something that indicate that their words are higher than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are shaking, and they are so frightened and afraid because of his might and power and greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Prophet Muhammad tells us that the magnificent creation of Allah, which is an angel called the angel Jibril, that we all know, he's a magnificent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I have seen Jibril sitting right next to the throne of Allah, shaking, تَرْتَعِشُ فَرَائِصُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. He's shaking out of the fear of Allah. He got so close to Allah that he's right next to the throne of Allah. At this level of exposure, he was shaking out of fear of Allah. The glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness makes him shake. No one will be permitted nor able to disobey Allah at this level of exposure. How can we have a free will unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides himself from us and provides us with only the exposure that we need to do our job? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that whatever exposure He has given to us is adequate and enough to do our mission on earth. We shouldn't ask for more. If we ask for more, then we are asking for our own destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the examples of the people of Ma'idah when they asked for their own destruction by seeing a clear, explicit miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they could not live up to the level of standards imposed on them because of this exposure, and they were doomed into the punishment of hellfire. Out of the mercy and kindness of Allah, He's restricting His level of exposure. He also tells us about Thamud, when He sent them the she-camel as a clear, explicit sign, they denied it. And they could not live up to the level of standard imposed on them. And of course, there's much less tolerance, they're accountable to much less tolerance than the ones who are not exposed, and they were destroyed. And Allah also gave us the example of Jesus, peace be upon him. When he was given so many miracles, people ended up confusing him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ended up masking him, giving him a divine mask. That he has divine powers, therefore he is part of the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things ended up. What is the result of showing these miracles? What is the result? وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. Allah is saying that the problem is not my level of exposure. That's not the problem. If I know that increasing my level of exposure will do you any good, I would have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وما about the non-believer, ولو أنا نزلنا عليهم الملائكة وكلمهم الموتى وحشرنا عليهم من كل شيء قبلا ما كانوا ليؤمنوا. Even if I send angels down to explicitly be exposed to them, even if I let the dead people talk explicitly to them, even if I send all these signs, confirmations of my existence to them, they're not going to believe. Why? They have a conflict of interest with the representation of Allah. They have embraced their own temptations, and they are in love with whatever they have in their hands right now, which, you know, they have followed their temptation and love so much what accomplishments and achievements and wealth and power they have in their own hands right now. And they hate so much the ones who are representing Islam that they are not willing to accept Islam at any way or form. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them in the Quran. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِن كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَنْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ فَأَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا, I don't know which one, حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوْ اِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh Allah, if this is the truth from you, if this is the truth that you want us to follow, then Allah, we don't want it. Rain and shower us with the stones of from heavens to destroy us and to completely demolish our physical existence. We're not going to accept that truth altogether. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. And He knows that the problem is not the level of exposure. More exposure will just make us liable to more accountability, to a level that we can't rise up to, and to less tolerance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the ones who object the level of exposure that He is determined that He will expose Himself to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them. Well, in Surah Al-Furqan, for example, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْ عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا. The ones who have no planning, who have absolutely, who have completely ignored and denied the Day of Judgment, are saying, we want to explicitly see the angels, or we want Allah to appear in person and appeal to us. We want to see Him come in person and appeal to us so that we believe into Him. Allah says, they have by rejecting the level of exposure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering and demanding more exposure, accusing Allah of not being wise enough in His level of exposure and asking for more exposure because Allah doesn't know, they know better than Allah, and if Allah will expose Himself more than that, then they will believe. And by saying that, by taking this position, by making this demand, لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْ عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا, indeed they are, so they have elevated themselves at a level that they absolutely don't belong to. They think of themselves very high and they are not. They totally on the lowest of the low. And then Allah further continues to say, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. Allah is saying, listen to them. They are saying, they want to see the angels. I am telling you, the day, there will be a day where they will get to see the angels. And the day when they will see the angel, it's going to be a miserable day for them. And on this day, when their wish is granted and they are exposed to the angels and the angels are right in front of their eyes, they are going to cry and yell and scream and ask for a protecting barrier. Hijran mahjura, separating barrier between them and the angels. Well, didn't you ask for the angels? Here are the angels. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. It's going to be a miserable day for them. وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. And in the other ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Isra, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا, in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I forgot the verse, the beginning of the verse, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. No, that's in Surah Al-Furqan. But anyway, they also demanded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends miracles to them and appear in person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not going to help you. It is going to be a liability against you and it's not going to help you. So Allah exposed Himself to us in the exact level that we need, that will allow us to have a free will, that will allow us to make mistakes and to disobey Him and still enjoy his tolerance and still enjoy his patience. More than that, we are not going to survive it. How about less than that? Less than that is not going to be enough. And also, the people who really ask for more exposure from Allah, they are not sincere. They are really making up this excuse. They are really, the truth is that they have a conflict of interest of Islam, and it's not the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them at the end of Surah Al-Muddathir, بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحُفًا مُنَشَّرًا. Every one of them wants to have a letter from Allah, the Lord of the universe, to XYZ person. I want you to believe. بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحَفًا مُنَشَّرًا. He wants a letter from Allah dedicated to himself, to his majesty, so that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the true reason. It's not the exposure of Allah. The problem is something else. How about if Allah decreases his level of exposure that he's giving to us right now, then this, we will not have enough exposure. We will not have enough inspiration to defeat our temptations. We will be taken over by our temptations. And our temptations, you can see every evil thing happening on earth right now, you can map it to one of our temptations. And we, in this way, we will not be able to defeat our temptations if we have less exposure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the current exposure, which are the 99 attributes of Allah, plus the Holy Quran, plus the teachings of the Prophet, plus the book of the created universe. The created universe that Allah, the signs of the created universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This is enough exposure for us. And indeed, more exposure than that is a liability, not an asset. Many people ask and say, wait a minute, why would Allah punish me for not praying the Asr prayer while there are so many non-believers around me who are not even worshipping him to start with? Why? Because you have been you have a higher level of exposure. You're supposed to know better. You have the Quran, they don't have the Quran. You have the knowledge, you were born to a Muslim father and mother, they were not born to a Muslim father and mother. You are held accountable to a higher standard and less tolerance than those guys. Evidence, look at Prophet Muhammad in the Battle of Uhud. What mistake did he do? The best army on the face of the earth, led by Prophet Muhammad, the companions of the soldiers, they made a little mistake. What is it? They disobeyed the Prophet. The other guys are worshipping idols. They have 70 idols in the Kaaba. They are not obeying Allah. They have made a horrible mistake, unforgivable mistake, which is associating with Allah. And the other side, which are the believers, led by Prophet Muhammad, did a little mistake, just disobeying the Prophet Muhammad. Who was punished? They were held accountable to a much strict code than the non-believers, because they know better. Allah, Prophet Muhammad is among themselves walking, and the Quran is recited fresh, not frozen, fresh from the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to their ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them in the Quran about that, when they were seduced by a guy and they were tempted to do something wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. How could you commit an act that shows disbelief or shows denial of my attributes of greatness while the Prophet by himself as a person walking among you and you're hearing my words fresh from his mouth? How could you? I mean, this is not acceptable. I mean, you are held accountable to a higher standard. So if you're punished for skipping the Asr prayer and somebody else is non-believer and he's not punished, you know why? He has much more tolerance. He has much more room of tolerance than you, because he doesn't know any better, while you are held accountable to the 9 books of hadith in your hand, to the Holy Quran in your hand, and you're held accountable to the time and the brain that you have, that you're not spending to learn your religion because you don't have the interest. When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say, we didn't know any better Allah, Allah is going to say, why didn't you know any better? Because you didn't have the time to learn, or because you didn't have the material available, or because you didn't have the interest. And as guess what would be the answer, is that we didn't have enough interest to learn better, so that we can do better, so that we can perform better, so that we can behave better, so that we can establish better representation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم اجعل هذا العلم حجة لنا لا حجة علينا يوم القيامة اللهم لا تجعلنا من الذين تصعر عليهم النار يوم القيامة الذين يقولون ما لا يفعلون الذين يأمرون الناس بالبر وينسون أنفسهم وهم يتلون الكتاب اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما عباد الله إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا وثنى فيه بملائكة المسبحة بقدسه ثانيا فقال جل من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.